Wisdom, the final frontier to true knowledge. Welcome to Wisdom Trek, where our mission is to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, your captain on our journey to increase wisdom and create a living legacy. Thank you for joining us today as we explore wisdom on our second millennium of podcast. This is day 1489 of our trek, and it is time for Meditation Monday. Taking time to relax, refocus, and reprioritize our lives is crucial in order to create a living legacy. For you, it may be just a time alone for quiet reflection, or you may utilize some sort of structured meditation practices. In my life, meditation includes reading and reflecting on God's Word and in prayer. It is a time to renew my mind, refocus on what is most important, and making sure that I am nurturing my soul, mind, and body. As you come along with me on our trek each Meditation Monday, it is my hope and prayer that you too will experience a time of reflection and renewing of your mind. We are continuing our series this week in Meditation Monday as we focus on mastering Bible study through a series of brief insights from Hebrew scholar Dr. Michael S. Heiser. Our current insights are focusing on study habits to build a strong foundation. Today, let's meditate on Bible study. Start now and follow the trail. So insight number 25, it's never too late to start studying the Bible. I've met people over the years who want to get serious about Bible study, but think it's just too late. Some are new to the faith, and they think they're past their prime. At least that's how they've put it. Others have been Christian for decades, but have never invested the time to get into Scripture in a way that moves beyond occasional reading of the Bible. Most of the time, when people say these things, I know that they're not making excuses. They do believe it's too late. If that's you, take this in the right spirit. That's just utter nonsense. Studying the Bible is as easy as moving beyond reading in simple ways. Looking up cross-references, using the concordance in the back of the Bible, reading through the notes in the study Bible, thinking critically about what you see, and probing it with questions. I know that experts say that it takes 10,000 hours to become an expert in something, and that's nonsense too. Unless you want to be a sports Hall of Famer, perform surgery, practice serious law, or be a lead chef in a five-star restaurant, I'm not talking about getting your PhD in biblical studies. This isn't a requirement for being a serious Bible student. I'm talking about becoming proficient with the uses of basic techniques and tools, and then being tenacious in their use. 5 minutes a day, every day, will achieve that. You know why I know that's true? Because I've done it. Proficiency in Bible study is about perseverance, not intellect or intuition. Most of the things that we consider ourselves good at are like that. Sure, you can read about a kid who has a photographic memory and has become a chess master before the age of 10, but 99.9% of the chess experts aren't that kid. They got their proficiency through repetition. Age is no obstacle either. An 80-year-old who devotes the time every day for Bible study has a year's worth of experience and knowledge by their next birthday, precisely the same as a 30-year-old who did it. What matters most is they're doing it. The mind has the amazing ability to store information and recognize patterns. It just has to be trained through repetition. So don't put off getting into the Scripture. Everyone you know will be a year older this time next year. But only those who engaged in Bible study will know the Scripture even better. And let's move on to insight number 26, which is, follow someone who leaves a trail. A good strategy for becoming an adept at Bible study is to find a mentor, somebody who models skilled Bible study and can pass on what they know. That transmission happens either in verbal instruction or modeling. In a perfect world, one's pastor would fill that space. I have been blessed to have online and in-person teachers and pastors who have taken us through the text. I may not have known it at the time, but I was learning to study the Bible. If you can say the same, thank God for your teachers and pastors. However, I have heard hundreds of Christians complain about the pulpit's lack of biblical context in their church. Granted, I might be hearing a distorted number of those who lament because I interact with people online, but other lines of evidence have convinced me that this may be a serious problem in this regard. First, some recent studies have confirmed a vacant state of biblical knowledge in Christian churches, including those in the evangelical orbit. In a 2009 Bauman Group study, sent shockwaves through thousands of churches after it reported a significant decline in biblical literature and the Bible's engagement among churchgoers between the ages of 18 and 44. This was offset with a rise among that same group who desire Bible knowledge. The divergence suggests a disconnect between what the people want and what they're often getting in church. Second, I have regular exposures to books being produced by pastors and lay teachers for the church at large. Many of them are light on biblical and theological content, focusing instead on advice, encouragement, and cultural engagement. Now, those things are good, but they don't feed the hunger for biblical content. Pastors and teachers do have a difficult job. Most of them are insanely busy with administration, counseling, visitation, and meetings. They have little time to study Scripture in depth. But that recognition does not solve the problem. Christians are starving for serious biblical content, not the basics of faith with adult illustrations. If pastors don't preach and text the text, they don't provide a template for how to study Scripture. If you can't retrace your pastor's sermon to the biblical text after Sunday, you may need to find a mentor somewhere else. So let's close today with our verse, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night so you will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. And that's a wrap for today's meditation. Next week we will continue on our trek on Meditation Monday as we take time to reflect on what is most important in creating our living legacy. On tomorrow's trek we will explore another wisdom quote. This 3-minute wisdom supplement will assist you on becoming healthy, wealthy, and wise each day. Thank you for joining me for this trek that we call life, and encourage your friends and family to join us and to come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, Creating a Legacy. If you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,488 daily treks or read the daily journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day will be downloaded to you automatically. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek podcast and journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain, reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and create a great day every day. See you tomorrow.